You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2019 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And, of course, with all the news we've been hearing, unfortunately, with the coronavirus and the volatility in the market is back. We've been pretty quiet. We've been doing the show for probably close to 12 years now on the radio. And every once in a while, we have to remind folks that the market doesn't go up all the time. And today's one of those times that we're going to remind you that it's so important to plan for situations like this, especially if you're close to or in retirement. So we're going to talk about a few different impacts today. One is the market volatility as it relates to your income plan, meaning like when you retire and you're withdrawing out of your portfolio, do you have a written plan that you can confidently rely on that's going to get you the income you need from the right source, out of the right tax bucket all the time going forward for the rest of your lives? If the market goes down and you're relying on the market for that, huge red flag. Secondly, we're going to talk about volatility in general and how volatility can wreak havoc on your retirement portfolio if it's not addressed. Our philosophy is we're okay taking away some of the gains, but we don't want to see the big losses. And I bet a lot of you are thinking the same right now, and you'd be okay with that. We want to make sure that you're taken care of and your portfolio has the appropriate amount of volatility. And then during our market report, our weekly market report, Matt Peck, our CFP co-owner, he's going to be talking about the coronavirus in general and why, what's happening with the economy, what it's doing to the economy that's causing some of this pullback that we've seen and more volatility that we've seen in the market. So with that being said, Keith, Matt, welcome to the show. Keith, you were away last weekend, right?
I was actually back-to-back weekends. My sister-in-law lives in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So she was nice enough to have myself and the two boys down. And then this past weekend, a friend of mine was turning 40 and his wife rented a place up in the New Hampshire area.
Nice.
And a couple families went up to celebrate with
the
kids. You
have friends that much younger than you?
Funny. Wasn't bad, actually.
Yeah, it works.
Matt, how about yourself?
Great. It's funny. Keith mentions going up to New Hampshire, but just had a great time with the kids, you know, skiing over the past couple weekends as well.
Awesome.
And it's one thing. It's funny. It's like back in the day, someone told me, you know, that there's a number of different activities that you can do for your entire life and that you can do with your family. And, you know, golfing is one, you know, the sense that you can golf with your kids and you can golf with your dad and mom and everything else like that. And skiing's that way too. You know, I mean, you can ski with your kids and you can ski with your dad and your mom and you know, all the generations. And so it's just, you know, seeing them sort of develop, you know, seeing them go from like, you know, these little snow plows to suddenly the skis are getting a little bit closer together. And
so
it's
neat.
Like, hey, all right, we're going to be, we can do this. We can do this for a long time.
I'm still in pizza mode myself.
Pizza pie, french fry, man.
I switched to snowboarding. I was not a great skier.
But either or, it's, you know, just getting out there and getting that fresh air.
Exactly. Yeah. For me, it's been like coaching with the kids' sports. Finally, it's coming to an end from basketball. It's slowly coming to an end. And we went to Aruba a few weeks back when the kids were on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And tan's kind of wearing off now. But what happened when we were down, I was joking around. I was like talking to my wife, Kylene, and I mean, the kids were in the pool. And I was like, you know, she has like, all right, this day we're going to do dune buggies. And this day we're going to do the parasailing. And this day we're going to do, and everything's laid out, right? And I joked around. I said, you know what's funny is our clients have like written plans.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm explaining through how we go through income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy, and how much detail we provide.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone else that's out there just talks about the market. We're talking about the market, but you need a whole plan that looks at everything. And I said, what's crazy is that I think you've done more planning for this trip in our excursions
mm-hmm.
than people that hear us on the radio have done for their entire retirement.
Mm.
So imagine getting to this stage of your life and not having a written plan, right? And not having a confidence of something that you can see tangible, some sort of a way to show how your retirement may play out under different scenarios.
Well, absolutely. And not only that too, I love what you said earlier about how, not just on the show, but sort of offline, about how after so many days of that, like you were looking to get back and it just, you know, back to work. And it just made me think about how, you know, making sure that when you do have a plan, or part of that plan is just when you prepare for retirement, just making sure that you're retiring to something. You know, so not only is when we sit down with people and go through, you know, Social Security and their expenses and family and what their goals are, it's helping to sort of, you know, paint a picture for them of what their retirement actually is. You know, what do you enjoy the most? You know, if it's still work, and you know, obviously, Derek, you're younger right now, but if people are still enjoying work, then great. You know, that's make that part of your retirement. If it's you know, if it is just parasailing and just doing more Caribbean style, then great. You know, knowing what you enjoy is just as much part of the, you know, plan as does income, healthcare. That's just kind of exactly all the financial stuff. But I love just talking about people about what they want to do. Is it skiing? Is it golf? Is it, you know, Aruba? You know, those are types of things that also get worked in.
I was going to say, Matt, when you have those plans taken care of and you have those odds and ends taken care of, it allows you to enjoy your retirement. So when you talk about putting a healthcare plan together, that sounds horrible. Or putting a tax plan or income plan or investment. But that's answering the question of, can I retire? Can I stay retired? Are we going to be okay? Having a written plan, to me, and maybe I'm different than everyone else, but I can't really, if I know I have a ton of things to do, like yard work, whatever, I can't sit and enjoy a game because in the back of my head, I'm like, I know I have all this stuff I have to do. And so same thing, if I was retired, which I'm nowhere near, I know my mentality of like, I don't want to be sitting on a beach enjoying it and then thinking in the back of my head, wait, my portfolio is fully subject to the market risk. I have all these tax buildups in my plan I haven't addressed. You know what I mean? I would just feel so much more confident knowing that I've taken time to address these things so I can enjoy what I want to do.
Well, that's the thing too. And I'm not sure if you guys are as sort of anal as I am, but like I can't have all those things in my mind. So I have all these to-do lists everywhere and I'm writing stuff down constantly and things like that. And so for people not to have a written plan, for people not to have something concrete in their hands or at least something online that they can go to see where their next, you know, where their next 6 months is going to come from and which investment and when and things along those lines. I mean, if you're trying to keep that all in your head with all the other stuff you have going on, I mean, I couldn't even imagine that. I mean, it's so, especially with stuff that's so important as everything we're talking about.
And the problem is, most people listening that haven't worked with our team, not everyone, because I'm not saying everyone, but most people out there just have a bunch of a junk drawer of investments. They might have an old 401k, an IRA, a bank account, but there's no like plan in terms of like the plans aren't talking to each other. There's so much going on when it comes to building a plan beyond just having statements and beyond having your investment accounts. And so that's what we do at SHP Financial. Is we have a trademarked process called the Retirement Roadmap, and we build our clients' roadmaps that looks at those areas of retirement, so that as you're listening, if you knew that you had this plan in place in 2 months from now, where you had your volatility so the market correction wouldn't hurt your retirement, and you weren't worrying about a tax bill and the future impact of taxes, maybe you could help take care of some of that ahead of time, and you weren't worried about all these other things that we're talking about, how much better would you feel? Would you feel more confident knowing that you had this plan taken care of? If you don't have a written plan, I don't care whether you have an advisor or don't have an advisor, if you don't have a written plan built out for you that goes over specifically income, investments, and taxes. Now, there's other areas too, but those three, make sure you give us a call. We're happy to help begin to talk with you so you can get to the retirement that you deserve. You've built up this entire nest egg. You deserve to protect it and have a plan to take you to throughout the rest of your life. So give us a call, set up a meeting. When you set up a review with us, when you call us, first thing we're going to do is send you a copy of our book, the SHP Retirement Roadmap. But we do have some space available for meetings in the next 2 to 3 weeks. You can choose either Hyannis, Braintree, Plymouth, Woburn, or Woburn. If you want to call now, 800-227-7777. Once again, that's 800-227-7777. Or you can also book a visit or get a ton of information at shpfinancial.com. After the break, are you absolutely positive that you have a plan that's going to give you the income you need when you stop working to keep yourself sustained with inflation for the rest of your lives? Or are you taking too much market risk? We're going to address right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. Attention retirees and pre-retirees. Do you really understand how your money works? Do you know how much of it could be lost in a market crash? Are you confident you won't run out of money in retirement? You can get answers by attending an SHP Financial Complimentary Retirement Dinner Workshop at Strega Prime in Woburn on March 10th or March 11th at 6 p.m. Call 800-227-7777 right now to reserve your seats. You can learn how to build a comprehensive retirement plan designed to help avoid costly financial mistakes and last throughout your retirement. So, don't wait. Call 800-227-7777 right now to reserve your seats for a complimentary educational dinner workshop on March 10th or March 11th at Strega Prime in Woburn. Demand is high, so call 800-227-7777 today or register online at shpworkshops.com.
Do you know how much risk is in your portfolio? Hi, this is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. We use Riskalyze, the award-winning risk-engineered technology that mathematically analyzes your risk number and aligns your portfolio to match. Riskalyze replaces subjective terms like conservative and aggressive with a risk number from 1 to 99, a more precise way to measure your comfort zone for downside risk and potential upside gains. Are you a 16 or a 67? Text SHP to 21000 to find out your risk number today. You'll be sent a quick 5-minute questionnaire, and you'll instantly determine your own personal risk number. Then we can build your investment portfolio to match and clearly define the path to your financial goals. Put this advanced technology to work for you. Find out what your risk number is today. Text SHP to 21000. That's SHP to 21000.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back, everyone. And on today's show, we've been talking about the volatility that we've seen creep into the market. A lot of folks over time maybe getting or have got complacent with their portfolios because everything just seems to go up, up, and up. And we forget about what goes up can also come down. And so as it relates to your retirement plan, at SHP Financial, as you know, we're concerned about building you 5 individual plans to make up your retirement roadmap. Plans around income, plans around investments, plans around tax reduction strategies, healthcare strategies for future healthcare costs, and then legacy and estate planning. But for this segment, we want to talk about the foundation. Because if you're building a house, what's the strongest part of the house have to be? Has to be the foundation, right? And when it comes to retirement planning, you don't even want to start talking taxes and healthcare until you know that you have a really good amount of income coming in to cover your bills month after month, year after year, throughout your retirement. I'm assuming, if you're like most of our clients, when you retire, you want to stay retired. And a lot of folks listening might not know. I always get the question, Matt, like, you know, I have no idea if I can retire mm-hmm. and when I can retire. And sometimes the answer is you could have retired 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the answer is you have to work 5 more years. A lot of people don't know that. So it's tough to go to work when you don't even know what you're working for. And the reason is because a lot of folks don't have a plan in place. Because if you don't have a plan in place or a written plan when it comes to where your income is going to come from, you don't just retire and call the company and say, send me a check. Or you can, mm-hmm. but that might run out sooner than later if it's not done properly.
Well, and that's the biggest thing. I mean, because, you know, even though we'll be digging into the coronavirus a little bit later on and the causes of the volatility, there's always going to be volatility. You know, you're going to have these sessions of calm or these seasons of calm where it just seems like everything is hunky-dory and all the analysts and everyone's talking about how, oh, recession's going to be off a couple more years and, you know, easy money with the Fed and whatever that may be. Volatility is going to strike. You know, there are going to be be what I call black swan events that happen. And so, you know, Derek, to your point, is if someone doesn't have a plan, if you didn't already have your 2020 income sort of already lined up, you know, whether it's the first 6 months or the full year, if you don't already know where that's coming from, then you don't have a plan.
Correct.
In my opinion.
Correct. Well, think about it. Let's give an example of what we saw happen in 2007, right? 2008.
Yep.
So in 2007, folks are coming into the office and they were pretty complacent because the market had done pretty well from the dot-com bubble 2000 to 2002. Then all of a sudden, 03, 04, 05, 06, 07. This is great. We're making money, right? And then 07 comes. We're meeting with folks. We started the company in 2003. So when we started our company, it was pretty much fresh off the dot-com bubble. But we've seen a lot of good and we've seen a really bad year, obviously, in 2008. But even 2018 was a negative year. You know, people forget about that. But overall, it's been pretty smooth sailing. But if you retired in 2008, and let's say you had $1 million, and you say, huh, I'm going to stay risky. I'm just going to pull 4% out of my portfolio, which is, on $1 million, that's only $40,000 a year. So maybe if you have Social Security, and maybe that's $50,000, and you have $40,000 coming from your investments, we're not talking like crazy amounts of income here. We're talking about $90,000 to $100,000 of income, of which is taxable if you have it, if you're in a 401k or IRA. So you might not even get to keep all that. You might keep, you know, $75,000 or $80,000. That's not the point. The point is, if you took $40,000 out in 2008 and you kept yourself full aggressive, didn't change your portfolio, didn't have a plan, well, you had $1 million. Well, if you went for $1 million minus $40,000 is $960,000. And let's say that lost about 40%, which is another $400,000. When you went to take the next year, when you, hey, I'm going to take my other $40,000 again, your value might have been at $500,000-something. I mean, just think about that for a second. Imagine you work your entire life, 30, 40 years, and half of that savings is gone 1 year into retirement. I mean, I can't even fathom it, but that's what people went through in 2008 that didn't have their risk set up properly. And I'm not saying that's going to happen now, but wouldn't you at least make sure that if we had this pullback, do you have any idea? And well, you guys actually do have an idea, Keith and Matt in the studio, but does anyone have an idea how many folks came to us in 2010, 11, 12 and said, man, I wish I had met you guys before 2008. You remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, and it was like on a daily basis.
And I think it's so important because as the market has gone up, 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 what tends to set in most people's minds? Greed. They want to partake in this run-up. Therefore, maybe some of these people that, you know, 4 or 5 years ago had a nice conservative allocation, something they were comfortable with, they start to say, oh, you know, I want to be part of this too. And now they shift to more of a moderate allocation just in time for, hopefully not what's the about to happen, but maybe, you know, the market flips over and they're stuck on the other side of, you know, the coin, I guess, for lack of a better way of putting it. So what I usually do is when someone comes in, we take them through a risk analysis because we want them to know, you know, if 2008 happens again, here's what's going to look like to your portfolio. And how is that going to affect your income or your potential to get income? Okay, if we have another great year in the market, here's what that looks like for you. It's so important to have these analysis done. So, you know, if you're listening, I definitely, you know, recommend take us up on it. Come in and visit with us in one of our offices.
Yeah, you can go to shpfinancial.com and you can book a visit right there. Sorry, Matt.
No, the only thing I was going to say, it's funny, you know, just to build on what Keith was mentioning about greed and whatnot.
It's
I
true.
Mean,
it's crazy.
It's, you know, they have a nice little acronym now. It's called FOMO, F-O-M-O, fear of missing out. And it's so true. I mean, you know, think of it as, you know, you could be someone that is approaching retirement and you're just saying, nope, I'm not going to sell out yet. I'm going to hold on just because the market's been so good. And, you know, I think Trump's going to get reelected. So I think it's gonna be another 4 years of great run-ups. And this is, you know, how could I sell from the market now? We always tell people, it's like, look, you don't make money or lose money for that matter, but you don't either make or lose money unless you actually sell. Unless you exit the market. And I think people had this, you know, fear of missing out, or they thought like, oh, man, I should go from conservative to more aggressive because I want to get these gains. Events like this, volatility comes. And when it comes fast.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, Derek, the picture you were painting earlier, I mean, I wouldn't want that to be my personal retirement and not every client that I have. No, I don't want them on that type of roller coaster ride where suddenly everything's smooth sailing and then you have this horrible storm and you don't know where income's going to come from. from. And it's like anyone that comes into our orbit is not going to experience that type of turbulence.
Like I said, you always want to hope for the best, but you can't just rely on your retirement on hope. You have to plan for the worst. And so at SHP Financial, it's funny, we're not telling you, too many other folks are telling you, move it all to cash and annuities. Like, we're not saying move all your money to annuities. That's not the right move, right? It's just, you can't tie up your money there. It's just more about having a plan in place. What we're telling you is you have to have a plan in place for where your income is coming from. And one of the questions we get all the time is Derek, Keith, Matt, and our team here at SHP Financial, people say, do you guys do this type of planning? Do you help us like figure out what we need and then also map out how we can get that income confidently through retirement? And the answer is yes. This is what we've been doing since 2003. This is what our team loves to do and we're passionate about because we know these events come. And we always say, some people have saved enough to get by. You might be listening right now and you may have saved enough to have enough to get by for the rest of your life, as long as you don't take a big hit, right? So if that's the case, what the heck are you doing risking your money to the level that you might be now, knowing that making a bunch of money isn't going to help you, but losing a bunch could really hurt you. If you don't have a written plan in place and you're not sure if you have a written income plan of where your income is going to come from, or if you don't even know when you can retire or if you can retire, even if you're new to this is what we're here to help you figure out. Whether you're brand new to this or whether you have an advisor or not, this is something that we can walk through with you. All you have to do is give us a call. We have a few appointments available in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis in Braintree. Call 800-227-7777. When you call and book a visit, you're also going to get a copy of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap, at no charge. Again, 800-227-7777, or you can book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to share some discussions about volatility and show you what your retirement might look like if you retired in 1990 versus retiring in the year 2000. You'll be amazed at what the results are. We'll be back to discuss.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Is your financial advisor having trouble answering questions on how the new tax law will affect you? Hi, this is Keith Ellis, managing partner and co-founder of SHP Financial, here to invite you to our upcoming educational dinner event on Tuesday, March 10th or Thursday, March 12th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Bar Rustic in Kingston. Join us for a complimentary three-course dinner as we educate you on the new tax law changes and how it might impact your financial situation. Call 800-227-7777 to register today. Does your financial plan have a tax minimization strategy? Should it? Will your old investment strategy cost you more in taxes under this new tax law? It's time to find out. So join us on March 10th or 12th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Bar Rustic in Kingston. Space is limited, so reserve your seats today. Call 800-227-7777 to register and get a handle on the new tax laws, or visit shpworkshops.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So later in the show, we're going to have Matt joining us, CFP Corner, or what we call the Weekly Market Report. And he's going to discuss the coronavirus in more detail and why it's affecting the economy. And we don't want to make light of the actual disease itself and the human effect and people struggling to fight this, obviously. Our job as financial planners, we're trying to break it down to maybe why your portfolio is reacting. And as we've been discussing throughout this show and been discussing since we started the company back in 2003, volatility, as it gets, as you're in or close to retirement, is a very, very scary thing. And so, Matt, imagine you're getting ready to retire. And unfortunately, people that are listening right now are in this situation where getting ready to retire, you've worked your butt off to get to where you are, but, you know, like a normal person, you're busy working, you're not, you're putting money in 401ks and maybe not tending to it like you should, which has probably helped you.
Mm-hmm.
But if volatility sits in, that's just like a freight train ready to slam right into you and wreak havoc in your retirement. And that's what we're trying to prevent.
Well, and just think about you know, that same image, right? Or that same picture where, you know, you're just about to retire, you're just about to give a notice, and or you did maybe a month ago. And you didn't have a plan in place. You just said, oh, I saved, you know, $1 million, $1.5 million, my 401k. I'll be okay. I'm in a target date fund. I'm okay. And then, you know, an event like this happens, or whatever the next event is going to be. I mean, that's how you're starting off your retirement. Like, talk about how uncomfortable that must be. And so, whereas you have, obviously the folks that we work with that have a plan, that aren't just saying, okay, I'm going to wing it and like, yeah, I'll just take out money as I need it. I mean, all of our clients have set, you know, income plans where they know exactly where the next check is going to come from, not, oh, hey, where's it going to be this month? It's already well established.
Yeah, imagine, Keith, you know how it is. I mean, people they're walking like remember the analogy we've used in the past is two high buildings, and one building is where is their working years, and the next big building across the street is their retirement, and they're walking literally a tightrope, a balance beam tightrope, 1,000 feet in the sky, trying to get to retirement with no safety net. Now, when you're working, you know, again, when you're working, you're putting money away into these 401ks, you're not necessarily thinking about it, but if you equate money to a years, like Matt said, let's say someone listening has $1.5 million saved up. And let's say you work 30 years. So for every year you worked, that's what, $50,000 put away on it with growth?
Correct.
Is that about right? So if you lost $500,000, that's 10 years of you going to work to save money gone. And that's a 20% drop, not a 40% like we saw in 2008.
And it's been, Like I always say, you know, it's been easy to kind of just sit there and let this whole thing, you know, maybe you did retire and you're just taking withdrawals from your portfolio. It's been easy because the market's done nothing but go up. So maybe, you know, for some folks out there, they're probably thinking, well, I already have my plan. I'm just doing it. I'm kind of going along and I'm taking my paychecks. Well, to us, that's not a plan. We need a written income plan where we know year to year, month to month, where we're going to be taking that money from, so then we can forecast and look at what this year looks at next year and all the way out through about 30, 35 years, you know, of retirement, to make sure, because one of the questions we get asked the most too is, can I retire and do I have enough to last me the rest of my life? That's what we want to show the folks that we work with, because it is a big question out there. Do I have enough money? When can I retire? Having a written income plan solves both those.
Well, and that's why, you know, we talk about, you know, once the income plan, move on to the investment plan. And what we always talk about is control what you can control, and you can control volatility. You cannot control timing. And I think, Derek, you know, to tell a story about like the two brothers, one of my favorite, only because, you know, my little brother is 10 years different. So it's perfectly lined up, right? And but it's the same. You can't control volatility. You can't control these type of black swan events. You can't control timing. You can't control when the black swan events were to happen. But you can control your volatility. You
Correct.
Can control how much risk is actually in your portfolio. So for everyone listening, do you know how much risk is in your portfolio? Do you know what type of an event like this, or if 08 were to occur again, what does that mean to you? And do you have the capacity for the amount of risk? I mean, it's the volatility and the risk that's in your holdings. That is what you can control, and that's what we want you to focus on.
And as you're listening, as we go through this next story, I want you to think about, like Matt said, do you know what portfolio you're in? Like, do you know if you're in a portfolio that has a lot of volatility. When you come in to sit down with us and we offer these visits for you to get your portfolio analyzed, you have to make sure that you, if this isn't under control, this could be so detrimental to your retirement. Let me give you an example of two brothers. So one brother, let's assume he retired in 1990, and the other brother retired in the year 2000. So Keith, I know this is not good news, but today I'm going to make you Matt's brother.
Okay.
Yep, that's right. Hey, little guy.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen is, let's assume you're older, because you are, and you retired in 1990.
Okay.
And you had $500,000 in your retirement plan. And let's assume you were taking $30,000 per year out, right? So about 6%. If you figure the market average is over 6%, shouldn't be a problem, right?
You're taking, you'd think.
You put in $500,000, you're taking out $30,000 a year. That should be no problem at all. In 10 years, from 1990 to 1999, if you had that invested pretty aggressively, like the S&P 500,
okay.
And most people say it's hard to beat the S&P 500 over the long run, after 10 years, you started with $500,000, you took out $300,000, you'd have over $1.2 million still.
So I'm doing great.
Not bad, big brother.
Not complaining. The big brother is certainly not complaining. He's telling his little brother, Matt, he's like, Matt, let's retire, buddy. He's like, look, I put $500,000. I've been taking $30,000 a year. I have $1.2 million. I made all this money, and I'm taking withdrawals. You got to retire. So Matt says, okay. So in 2000, during a different decade, Matt retires. And Matt does the same exact thing. He has $500,000. He takes out $30,000 per year from 2000 to 2009. Unfortunately, during that decade, we had the dot-com bubble. We had 2008. So even after 9 years, that $500,000 is now $156,000. Think about that. So in one same scenario, same invested, same amount of withdrawals, the decade before, the older brother ended up with $1.2 million. 10 years later, same 10-year period, or a different 10-year period, but same amount of time, the other brother had $156,000, over $1 million difference.
Wow.
That's, imagine basing your retirement on that.
Oh, man.
And people say, oh, well, the market came back from then. But if you had $150,000 in 2009, $30,000 is 20% a year you'd have to get, which the market hasn't done that well. Mm-hmm. It's done well, but not that well, just to keep your principal in place. So you're going to be out of money very soon. I'm sure if we've factored from 2009 to now, they're out of money. And so my point is, yeah, in that scenario, or if you're listening now and you're not really doing much about it and you're kind of just, hey, I'm busy at work, I don't want to focus on this, my advisor is worrying about it, and maybe he or she hopefully knows what they're doing and they're not being too risky, you could wake up in a situation where it's something happens that you can't undo.
Yeah, well, just the whole idea of winging it, you know. So probably like me, so I'm the younger brother. I was like, oh, I'll just wing it. It'll be fine. It worked out for my older brother, because I mean, he did the S&P 500 and he did just fine. So let me do the same exact thing. Let me not customize it to my own situation, to what the times are telling me at this point in time. And I think that's the result of, and probably there are a lot of people that are in that type of example that just sort of let things be and say, I'm not going to get around to it. And then, you know, the bad stuff can happen and can happen quickly.
Or sometimes people have advisors who just focus on the market only. And so when the market goes up, it goes down. You sit down with them once every year, twice a year. And lately, it's been all good news because the market's been up. And it's not necessarily, I shouldn't say it's not their fault, but that's what they know. They know that they're good. Maybe their forte is picking investments. At SHP Financial, this piece is so important, but that's just one component of what we do for the families that we work with. And if you're listening right now and you don't know what your risk is in your portfolio, meaning do you know approximately what you'd make in a really good year versus what you'd lose in a down year? So if you could make $500,000 in a good year and lose $500,000 in a bad year, you might be saying, wait, that's way too much risk. I don't want any chance of losing $500,000 in a bad year. Maybe you correct it so you can only lose, maybe you only can make $300,000 in a good year. Maybe you only lose $150,000 to $200,000 in a down year. And that's just an example, but it's really important to understand where your portfolio is right now, how much risk and volatility is in it, and does it match what your goals are? Because if it's all it takes is one big correction, and the retirement you dreamed of is no more. And so make sure, if you're listening, take advantage of a consultation. There's no cost to do so. Whether you have an advisor or you're doing it yourself or this is all brand new to you, I think you'd benefit from this hour of your time. Have a cup of coffee, come to our conference room and see if we can help. At least let us analyze your portfolio to see what type of risk you have. So to do this, to get this set up, what you want to do is pick up your phone and call right now, 800-227-7777. When you call, we'll find a convenient time for us to get together. You can choose Plymouth office, Woburn office, Hyannis, Braintree, or Westboro. When you call and book your visit, what we're also going to do is send you out a copy in the mail of our retirement roadmap book that myself, Keith, and Matt wrote called the SHP Retirement Roadmap so that you can prepare for this meeting. Whether you read it all or skim through it, there's a lot of good information there. So again, to call for this visit, the number is 800-227-7777. Or what I also urge you to do is go to our website. You can book a visit there and get a ton of information about the things we're talking about right at shpfinancial.com. Stay tuned after the break. Our weekly market report, we're going to talk specifically on the coronavirus. We're going to talk about what it is, but more importantly, or not, I shouldn't say more importantly, as it relates to the market, why it's causing havoc in the markets for globally and domestically. We're going to discuss all this right after this break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Do you know how much risk is in your portfolio? Hi, this is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. We use Riskalyze, the award-winning risk-engineered technology that mathematically analyzes your risk number and aligns your portfolio to match. Riskalyze replaces subjective terms like conservative and aggressive with a risk number from 1 to 99, a more precise way to measure your comfort zone for downside risk and potential upside gains. Are you a 16 or a 67? Text SHP to 21000 to find out your risk number today. You'll be sent a quick 5-minute questionnaire and you'll instantly determine your own personal risk number. Then we can build your investment portfolio to match and clearly define the path to your financial goals. Put this advanced technology to work for you. Find out what your risk number is today. Text SHP to 21000. That's SHP to 21000.
And now, it's time for your weekly financial update. The SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
So hopefully we haven't depressed everyone too much with all our talk on the volatility, but it's a friendly reminder of how, as a society and as people, and as it comes to our portfolio, how we can be complacent as the market's just kind of on smooth sailing. And we're just telling you that we see too many folks coming into our office for the first time meeting us, whether they have an advisor or not. Very few people that come into our office for the first time have a written plan, have a written income, retirement, investment volatility plan, right? And what we build when they leave our firm, they have a retirement roadmap that we build for them that covers all these areas of planning. So I know, you know, Keith and Matt knows that if those folks are coming in for the first time and they don't have a plan and we're helping them build that plan, that means there's a lot of folks listening right now that also don't have this written plan for retirement. So again, go to shpfinancial.com, get educated, come see us for a review. There's no cost to sit down with us on that first meeting. Again, shpfinancial.com. Each and every week, myself, Keith, and my partner, Matt Peck, the three of us talk about different areas of the market. And we have a specific segment called the Market Report, where we talk about topics that are top of mind. And Matt, being the CFP, SEMA, all these designations that he has, we figured he'd be the best one to bring us up to date on what's going on with the coronavirus. We've heard about it. We know about it. We know it's affecting the market. It's causing volatility. So Matt, what are you seeing on your end of things?
No, absolutely, guys. And it's going to just quickly, you know, before I get into all of the economics and GDP, you know, people are suffering right now. You know, people are getting sick out there and there are people dying. So as much as I'm going to talk about the economic fallout, certainly just want to, you know, give obviously our thoughts and prayers to, you know, any people that are out there all across the world.
That's true.
I don't think many people, thankfully, right now, knock on wood, we shouldn't be, you know, United States has been relatively spared by this. But at the same time, it's, you know, as much as I'm going to break it down to economics, can't forget.
Yeah, it's real life. There
are real life, exactly. So everything really began on Monday of this past week, because over the weekend, it was starting to spread. Because everything about the whole coronavirus boils down to how big is it going to get? How worldwide is it going to get? And most importantly, what type of drag is it going to be on the economy? And it can impact the economy in multiple different ways. It can impact the economy on just what people are doing and what they're spending, but also can impact the economy on people actually going to work. So Apple, you know, recently, you know, they were one of the more sort of, I wouldn't say honest or whatever you want to call it, but they were mentioning that on their forward guidance that the virus was going to play a major role in some of their earnings, because a lot of, you know, just, and this just happened to be, you know, just the way things, how the cookies crumbled, you know, Wuhan, which is where everything began, was sort of a center of a lot of supply chains. You know, so all these components that are made in China, all the factories were shut down. It's like, all right, well, the factory shut down for a day, it's not that bad. If it's shut down for a couple of days, all right, we can recover. If it's shut down for, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks, then we start to worry. You know, then we start to think like, okay, how much of a drag now is it going to be on the production lines of, of the economy?
If no one's working, it's hard to keep that machine going.
Exactly. And then on the flip side, if no one's working, then they're also not going out and about and spending. You know, they're not going to restaurants. You've seen a number of different conferences that have been canceled or people have been backing out of. And conferences is where, you know, as much as we do Zoom meetings and things like that. I mean, as much as we do a lot of sort of video conference call, you still know that, you know, being next to somebody and talking ideas is still the best way of getting business done,
correct,
you know, face to face. And so that's starting to, you know, you're seeing people start to pull back from that. And so you wonder what type of a negative impact that's going to have. And then even going forward, if we really, you know, are a little bit even more scared, I mean, you know, the Olympics this year is in Tokyo.
Wow.
You know, so...
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, so people are thinking like, okay, how long is this going to go on for?
But also, Matt, you have people just reacting. Like, even if people... Like, you have the average investor just saying, I'm looking at this news and I see red everywhere and, you know, sometimes it's sensationalized by the media, so I'm going to get nervous and I'm going to sell and just go to cash or some crazy thing like that. And then next thing you know, you have all that happening.
Well, and that's the thing too. I mean, like, the actual coronavirus itself, from everything that I've read, is it's a bad flu. I mean, it's like, and we've all dealt with the flu. I mean, the flu, you know, kills, you know, thousands of people every single year. And so it's not again, people are dying, but it's not the most severe of viruses, but it hasn't been contained yet.
Yeah, there's not like an antibody or containment for it yet, where we have developed these other things for other conditions.
Right. And so now it's popping up in Korea, it's popping up in, you know, Italy, and what, you know, where next? And so it's, when you add all that stuff, it adds to fear. And when, you know, when fear takes over, you're going to see selling. You know, obviously we had a good run, so people are going to take some gains. So the big question that we have right now is just, how long is it going to last? Everyone's asking those same questions. When will it be contained? When will the new cases sort of plateau? And then we'll know how big of an impact it's going to have on the economy, and whether the sell-off is really fear-driven or this is something that's going to be the event that brings on the recession, even though no one was expecting it, because no one can really, you know, predict something like this to happen. So it's just the length of time, and depending on how that is, then we'll all go from there, you know, as we take a step by step.
Matt, thank you for sharing that. And I think each and every one of you, if you want, a lot of you are already getting our weekly market report. If you're not, it's an email that goes out. It's topical on different things going on in the market, like we just talked about with the coronavirus. It has our past radio shows on there, and plus some other good information about things like Social Security or how to plan for income and expense planning and all these other things that you can use. If you want to go on, get that email sent to you on our weekly market report, it's all you have to do is go to shpfinancial.com and go to e-newsletter, I think it is, e-newsletter sign up. Again, shpfinancial.com. And it's funny because Matt was talking about in terms of all these things that happen and, you know, these events that cause the market to rattle. What you need, if you're going to be in the market, you need time. And that's why we mentioned earlier, if you have enough money that's not necessarily related to the market volatility that you can draw from, and you can buy 5, 10, 15 years of time to let the market money grow, that's what you need, because there are going to be these events that cause it to drop. There are going to be recessions over 10, 15 years. But if you have time that you create because you have a plan in place, then you can withstand those drops and not be as nervous about it, because we've planned for those. We've planned ahead of time. So if you're listening, maybe you have a plan. Maybe you have no plan at all, and this is, you're just starting to learn about this. Maybe you have a plan from an advisor. Maybe you've done all this planning and spreadsheets yourself. Either way, no matter where you fall in, you would benefit potentially from a review with our team and myself and Keith and Matt here at SHP Financial. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. We do have a few appointments available, like I mentioned, over the next 2 or 3 weeks. So pick up the phone now. Give us a call, 800-227-7777, to schedule your complimentary review. And when you schedule the review, we'll get you a copy of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap, right out in the mail to you, ASAP. Again, 800-227-7777. Or you can book a visit and get a ton of other good information right online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, stay tuned. We're going to leave you with our top three takeaways from today's show as part of our Retirement Roadmap recap. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Is your financial advisor having trouble answering questions on how the new tax law will affect you? Hi, this is Keith Ellis, managing partner and co-founder of SHP Financial, here to invite you to our upcoming educational dinner event on Tuesday, March 10th or Thursday, March 12th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Bar Rustic in Kingston. Join us for a complimentary 3-course dinner as we educate you on the new tax law changes and how it might impact your financial situation. Call 800-227-7777 to register today. Does your financial plan have a tax minimization strategy? Should it? Will your old investment strategy cost you more in taxes under this new tax law? It's time to find out, so join us on March 10th or 12th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Bar Rustic in Kingston. Space is limited, so reserve your seats today. Call 800-227-7777 to register and get a handle on the new tax laws, or visit shpworkshops.com.
For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So on today's show, we talked about 3 or 4 different important areas as it relates to your retirement, mostly around volatility. So we talked about the importance of knowing how much risk is in your portfolio, because if there's a market correction and you're relying on your portfolio for income or any type RMDs or whatever you're relying on it for, a market turndown could really affect the longevity of how long your portfolio lasts. And so we talked about making sure, number one, you have a written plan to address this and where the money's going to come from at what time. And number two, we also went through like what's happening with the coronavirus and what's happening globally and domestically with the markets and how they're reacting and why. So with that being said, I'm going to start with you, Matt. What was your big takeaway? If the listeners miss the show, what's their big takeaway that they should walk away with?
My biggest one is just to control what you can control. We gave an example of the two brothers, and you know, one retired in 1990 and one retired in 2000. And obviously the brother that retired in 1990 did just fine, you know, based on that bull market. And the exact opposite happened to the little brother that retired in the 2000s, and just because, you know, the markets did what they did during that decade. And so I share that with you because no one can control timing. No one can control when you're about to retire with what the market conditions and recessions and whatnot are there. But you can control having a plan. You know, you can control the amount of volatility and risk that's in your portfolio. That's what you can control. So I just want people to really take action, because if you don't, then, you know, bad stuff can happen, you know, whether it's historically or whatever that may be. So control what you can control, and it's just as easy as picking up a phone.
Retirement's not the time when you want to realize you made a mistake, because at that time it could be too late. Keith, what was your big takeaway?
Yeah, you know, volatility spikes like this remind me of 2018. We saw quite a bit of volatility in the last quarter of 2018. And it was funny because as we started to talk about that volatility a lot on the radio show and talk about the need, like we have now, the need for people to come in and spend some time, get their risk assessed in their portfolio so they know how much risk they're taking. Are they comfortable with it? You know, just so they get a gauge of where they are. Because sometimes what happens is, you know, like I said earlier in the show, greed sets in. People, you know, start to want to be a little bit more opportunistic in the market as the market starts to go. And if things continue to go, hopefully they don't, but if things continue to go this way because of this coronavirus outbreak or any other thing that happens in the market, you want to make sure you're comfortable with the amount of money that you have at risk.
Well, Keith, I'll continue that discussion. A lot of folks ask, if you ask someone comes in for a new meeting and I meet with them for the first time and they have another advisor, I'll say, what's your advisor's investment philosophy? And a lot of times they'll be like, look at me like I have two heads. Like, what? What's the investment philosophy? A lot of advisors don't even declare what their investment philosophy is. Our investment philosophy here is, if you've already saved up enough right now in today's dollars to cover your needs and wants and expenses for the rest of your life, then why the heck would you want to chance that and continue to take as much risk as you're taking, right? So if so many people that come in say, oh, I'm getting close to retirement or I'm retired and I want to go more conservative, right? I want to go more conservative. And I'll look at their portfolio. We'll do the analysis that we offered folks today on the radio show. We'll run the analysis. And on a scale of like 1 to 99, they're like a 70. But where they want to be is like a 32. And it's not, I'm like, are you talking to your team? Who runs your portfolio? Because it's not even in the same realm of where you want to be. And so I'm afraid if that person hadn't come in to sit down with us, and we have a drawback, then they could potentially take a huge, huge, huge loss. And so we're not saying to get out of the market by any means, but people always ask, is this something that you can help me with, Derek? Is this something you and your team can help us with? And the answer is yes. The first start of anything when running a plan is to make sure you have enough income. And how your income is affected is how much portfolio risk that you're taking. So make sure, do you know right now what your portfolio volatility level is? And what that would mean if it had a drop, what would that mean 20 years of your retirement, of your working years, or for naught because you lost that money right before retirement? I don't know. We have to run the analysis, but that's what we want to make sure you come in, sit down with us, get this opinion. We have a couple appointments left over the next couple of weeks in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, or Braintree. But call right now, 800-227-7777. We can run a portfolio analysis and a risk stress test on your portfolio today. 800-227-7777. But also go to our website at shpfinancial.com to book a visit or get a ton more information there. Again, shpfinancial.com. Thanks so much for your support. We'll talk to you next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.